producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, coming back in, hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the only kind of holster I run. Right now I've got my Glock 19 by Agency Arms in my G-Code NCOG. This was developed, this has the, on the clips of the gun, it has the Haley Strategic Services logo on it because it was developed as a collaboration with Travis Haley. Nice fuzzy covering on the outside, so it is comfortable inside the waistband. You can reholster with one hand on the gun. That's all you need. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I've made a reference to this. And now we're going to take and do a little after-action review. You see, for the past year, the Obama administration, while, you know, in a lot of ways it's been going on for a long time, the fact that they've actually gone out and started their own little program to do it is indicative of the fact that it works. But the Obama administration has been running a little bit of an experiment in using behavioral psychology on citizens. They call it nudging. And the idea is that policymakers can change people's behavior by presenting choices or information differently. I guess that means by lying in some cases. The classic example is requiring people to opt out of being an organ donor instead of opting in when they sign up for a driver's license. Without any change in rules, the small tweak has boosted the number of registered organ donors in many states. See, I believe this kind of behavioral tweaking, if you will, I believe it has its limitations. Now, nudging has a lot of high-profile advocates, I guess, if you consider behavioral law guru Cass Sunstein and former budget czar Peter Orszag to be high-profile. But not everyone likes the idea. Bill Shugart is a professor of public choice at Utah State University. And he says that the behaviorists are saying that you, consumers, are stupid. However, Obama was intrigued enough by this that he hired Sunstein, a law professor at Harvard, who co-wrote the best-known book about the topic, Nudge. They adopted this officially late last year, and they launched the White House's Social and Behavioral Science Team, a cross-agency effort to bring behavioral science research into policy-making process. Now the team has published its first annual report on this experiment. And how did that go? Well, most of everything that they seem to be doing appears to have worked, though it's hard to know how much impact they're going to have. In part of this, because the SBST's efforts are small, just 15 proof-of-concept projects in its first year, all limited by agencies and laws in how bold they could be. But they did find some interesting stuff out. Now, during Obama's first campaign, They employed text messages as a campaign tactic. And they already knew this, but they've also reinforced this with the SBST. Young people clearly respond to texts. I know this because I am a guy who likes Starbucks, and I use the Starbucks app, and I can order my coffee and pay for my coffee on my phone, and then just go up there and not go through the line. I just get my coffee. And depending on where I go, if there's a predominance of young people working at Starbucks, they're not even looking up. They have forgotten how to talk. They only converse with text. See what I'm saying? One problem the team tried to address is an education issue called summer melt. The fact that each year, 20-30% of high school graduates who aren't accepted to college just don't matriculate for their freshman year. Most of them are poor, the kind of students who would really benefit from a college degree. The Department of Education and the SBST partnered with a nonprofit organization to send text messages to select students, reminding them to complete certain required tests before showing up on campus, like filling out forms. The results, about 9% more poor students matriculated. That's not bad. That's almost innocuous as far as I'm concerned. Although I know where they're going with this. Number two, you can make federal vendors more honest with a simple reminder. On certain transactions, federal vendors are required to pay a fee on quarterly sales, which they self-report through an online form. To improve honest reporting, the General Services Administration, and that's the agency that manages the function of different agencies, added a small prompt to the top of the form asking vendors to promise they were submitting accurate information. Lying on the prompt has no legal repercussions, but it still led to a $1.5 million increase in fees in one quarter. Well, it doesn't have any repercussions, but it's implied. Okay? Number three, doctors. Not that nudgeable. The doctors aren't. Peer pressure works on a lot of people. Studies have shown that people who see sentences like 9 out of 10 people pay their taxes on time are more likely to make their own payments on time. The nudge team tried this out on doctors, sending letters to physicians who prescribe far more medications than their peers, informing them of their abnormally high prescriptions rates. That was ignored. They couldn't care less. That's interesting. Now, that's a few examples, but is this really nudging? Their projects were definitely a form of prodding, giving people little pokes to improve their behavior in some way, but the more muscular form of nudge involves what experts call changing the choice architecture. Automatically enrolling employees in an optional 401k, for instance, or making organ donors opt out. And they weren't trying that here because the government knows they can only do things incrementally. But this is Michael Thomas, an assistant professor of economics at Creighton University, who's very skeptical about this. He says a lot of this stuff I've seen on here is just straightforward psychology, just thinking about ways in which people react to forms and how they will be able to make it easier to fill out forms. My problem with this is that we've been seeing this for a long time. Now, maybe the government just got involved in it. Maybe they just started doing it themselves with their own little team. But isn't this what the media does? Isn't this, like the 9 in 10 people? Isn't that what the 90% of America wants expanded background checks is? Isn't that a nudge? Isn't the idea that, them continually repeating the 40% of all guns not sold with a background check, isn't that a nudge? Isn't it a nudge to say that if a woman has a gun, she's more likely to have that gun used on her than she's able to use it on an assailant? Aren't those all nudges? Haven't they been doing this for quite some time? It's an interesting little dynamic we have at play here. I believe it's been going on for quite a while. The fact that the government is actually looking into it now, this leads me to believe that one day there's just going to be the National Tribune newspaper. See what I'm saying? One train of thought. Compulsory train of thought. This nudging to get you to think differently. This is a test drive in the world of equilibrium. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
97,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. From the original lineup, which was just holsters and magazine carriers, to the DC3 line, where they started sending things to Travis Haley and saying, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? To the Scorpion line, which is a total reimagination of the way you carry your magazines, your ammunition. And then the I guess, the evolutionary way they took the Scorpion line and melded that, the tactical nylon, they're not looking at anybody and copying anybody. They're making it up as they go. They're innovating. They are geniuses. Their tactical genius is a way of elegant lethality. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Here's a letter to the editor of some Tennessee newspaper. I give it to you verbatim. A friend and I went to the UTGA ball game Saturday. Great game for me since the Vols won. Not so much for my friend, who is a Bulldog fan. A couple of details I did not like about this event. I saw Governor Haslam and his missus at the game. They were sitting perhaps 12 to 15 rows down from us. About three rows down from us was a muscular-looking gentleman with a curly cord hanging from his ear. Sometime later, while eating a hot dog in the back area, I saw the curly cord gentleman exit the stands, followed by the governor and missus, followed by another gentleman with the curly cord. All well and good. Governor Haslam had an armed escort. We, the taxpayers, I assume, pay the salaries of these gentlemen. I do not object to that. Yet, I was forbidden by state law and university policy from even carrying a Swiss Army knife in my pocket when I entered the stadium. I was also forbidden by the city of Knoxville from providing for my own personal defense while traveling on a KAT bus to and from the game. I guess we would call this stacking prohibitions. A few weeks earlier, handgun permit holders were forbidden by the city and Tennessee Valley Fair from providing for their own personal protection upon entering Chilhowie Park. Any bets that Mayor Ruggiero had an armed personal escort at the fair? Why is it that high-ranking politicians always say guns for me, but not for thee? Yeah, I get it. They are the first among equals. Interesting little ditty. I understand why politicians want armed escorts. I don't understand why they think that it's okay to keep you from being able to arm yourself. I really don't. And I've seen these wilding sweeps that are done in these state fairs as an example. And there'll be off-duty cops there. There'll be five or six or seven. But they can't stand up to 300 people. They can't. And yet, if you're law-abiding and you go to the fair, you're going to leave your gun somewhere besides on you. Likewise, in these I don't go to live sporting events anymore. I'm just not going to go. It's just not worth it. I look at a live sporting event. I look at the transportation to and from the live sporting event, and I see one big jumbo soft melon of a target. It's gigantic. There is no way to police it. I don't know what countermeasures they have in place. They would have to have something massive in place in order to actually do something that would mitigate the loss of life if something bad begins to happen there. And I just, logistically speaking, that's really hard to do. You have, in any one of these sports stadiums, the walls that you see, that's the massive underground that you don't see that actually runs the stadium. There are ways into that stadium via that way. There's stuff underground, under the stadium, that they can get into. There's all kinds of ways to get into one of these things if you're motivated and you want to go wreak havoc. And having a bunch of rent-a-cops or regular cops or whatever it is, and you're getting frisked and you can't even take a pair of fingernail clippers into a sporting event, that isn't going to stop anything if they decide to go that route. So I don't go. I simply do not go. There are those out there that would say, Bill! this thing that you're talking about, I mean, I've got to go. And for some people, tailgating and college football is life. You got to weigh things, folks. You got to weigh your, when I'm weighing things, what I'm weighing is... Which is more important, Personally, I watching a football game on TV, I get to see everything. They got cameras on wires going overhead, so I can just follow them right down the road. And right down the field, you know, whatever they want to do. I can see it in slow motion 5 or 6, 7, 8 different times. Can't do that in a live game. All the concessions at a live game, you got to go out there with enough money normally to pay your mortgage just to be able to eat. And, you know, and they have take and assume complete and total control of you. And where is the security? Seeing a bunch of guys in blazers with little curly Q EFBs in their ears talking into their sleeve is not indicative of, you know, security. If I notice it, everybody notices it. So I get this guy's issue. I get this guy's issue. The and that part of it is it's what got voted for. We allow businesses out there today to decide whether or not we can be safe. And yeah, I know the bill. What about private property? Okay, fine. Private property wins. I'm not coming in. How come is it though that in these businesses that welcome concealed carriers, we never hear about a shooting? We never hear about a mugging or a domestic abuse incident or anything in these businesses that welcome concealed carriers. What we do hear about is a boom in business. That's what we hear about. So, that's what everybody faces nowadays in these areas. And it's everywhere. It is everywhere. Sporting has become a gun-free zone. Sporting events have become a gun-free zone in most cases. I don't know of anywhere in a professional venue where you can carry a gun in. I don't even think off-duty cops can carry a gun in. That's how insane it is. But that shouldn't surprise you. Off-duty cops in New York couldn't carry a gun around the Pope. Why couldn't they carry a gun around the Pope? Are the off-duty cops in collusion to kill the Pope? What did they uncover? I don't know. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Once upon a time, I built something called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. It was okay. Wasn't bad. Of course, then... Then I looked up one day and G-Code had started something called the Contact Series, which is epic. And one of their Contact Series setups is called the Traveler's Bag, which is a chest rig, very small, very low profile, set up in a bag, which looks very, very innocent, a little tactical, but it's about the size of a lunchbox. And it's so small and streamlined, and at the same time, if you deploy it, you've got everything you need. You've got first aid. You've got spare ammunition. You've got the means to carry it. It's small. It's lightweight. Doesn't take up a lot of places. It's just great. The rig itself wouldn't weigh anything if you didn't have to put ammo in it. Of course, that ammo does add a little weight. But anyway, check this out. The Contact Series is a ingenious piece of kit. You can find it at TacticalHolsters.com. In New York, you have New York City especially. You have a very restrictive gun control regime there. And we have this ongoing national debate, if you will, on guns, which is not really a debate, but it's more of a demand versus indifference thing going on. There's been a bust in New York City that highlights a problem for police in crime-plagued urban areas that are gun-free zones. Officers in New York City can control illegal gun sales in their cities, which that's most of them. That's most of the gun sales in New York are illegal. There's only 34,000 permits in New York. Out of what, 8 million people? I'm sure not all 8 million want to own a gun, but that's not a bunch of permits. The problem that New York City officials have is that some of those criminals in New York City realize they can go outside of New York City and get guns. So, a handful of states have unconstitutionally limited firearms access and will not stop complaining that the other 40-plus states won't do what they do. That's the raging debate that's going on right now. In New York, 8 people from 3 states have been arrested and charged with buying guns legally in Atlanta and Pittsburgh and selling them in New York, sometimes getting aboard low-cost Chinatown buses. Alleged trafficking ringleader Michael Bastier bragged, "I sell guns." He said, "I've got 2 MAC-10s on me, an SK assault rifle, and 4 handguns, and I'm walking through New York." We'll talk about his choices here in a minute. Bassier is from Carnesee, Brooklyn, and he boasted how he could take advantage of less strict gun laws outside of New York and then sell the weapons at a premium in the city. "I ain't selling them the right way and the wrong way," he said in one recorded conversation with a woman believed to be his girlfriend. "When I'm out of state, like in Atlanta and Georgia and all that, it's all legal. In New York, it's completely illegal." This is what is known as taking advantage of a black market. What New York has effectively done is created a very lucrative black market for guns in New York City. Same thing in New York happens with cigarettes. Very lucrative that as well. Bootleggers buy them, say in North Carolina, where the taxes are on coffin nails are low, and sell them at a profit in New York State where the taxes are quite high. That's economics 101. If you can get a pack of cigarettes for $3.50 versus 10, which ones are you going to buy? You're smoking them, so there goes the evidence. This, other states you have. Now, here's the thing that I cry shenanigans at. You can't buy handguns if you're from out of state. And unless something has changed and I don't know about it, and if somebody knows about something that I don't know, please let me know. You have to have an ID indicating that you're a resident of a state in order to buy a handgun in that state. For the shall not be infringed infringers, this is a point of frustration. Now, according to the left, once the Supreme Court rules on something, it automatically becomes the law of the land, except for Heller and McDonald, of course. Both of those should have already kicked New York's regime to the curb. That didn't happen. They have the Sullivan Law, and they simply thumb their nose at the Supreme Court and the rest of the country and demand, I mean, Cuomo has gotten out there, and somebody he knows got killed the other day at a party in Brooklyn at 2 a.m. or a parade or whatever it was. And he came out angry because somebody he knew got killed. I don't know why he hasn't been that angry about the other people of New York that have been killed as governor, since he's been governor. What about those guys? But he comes out angry about the guy that's close to him, and he's demanding that the Democrats shut down the government unless they get gun control. I'm all for it. Shut down that government. Go with Andrew, by all means. They don't like it. Look, and this is the way it is, too, okay? Colorado is seeing this. Washington State is seeing this. Oregon is seeing this. California is seeing this. All of these states that get out there, Chicago, they all have the same thing. Certain things are just impossible to police. If you want to get out there and say, "We aren't allowing guns in our fair city. We're a 21st century man. I can't imagine why we need a gun. Modern man doesn't need a gun. Modern women don't need a gun. So let's just not have guns here." Naturally, the predators are going to come for you. The predators, you know, all you have to do is look at a wolf and a herd of sheep. The wolf doesn't see the herd of sheep and immediately attack. The wolf takes some things in first. He looks for the old sheep or the young sheep, the ones that can't get away from him quite as hard or as easily. Then he looks around for the sheep dog. If there is no sheep dog, then the wolf will make his move. When you get out there and create a sinkhole that is a gun-free zone where nobody's going to be allowed legally to defend themselves, where they'll get arrested to, you know, that's how you enforce it. Once you got a gun for self-defense, afraid it's jail for you, Sullivan Act, sorry. Well, lots of people aren't going to have guns then. And then, that's why a lot of movies like Taxi Driver, when I saw Taxi Driver the first time, when Robert De Niro kills the robber in the, I think it's in a butcher shop, and he says, listen, man, this gun isn't registered, and the owner of the butcher shop goes, take off. I get it. Somebody just had a gun in your face, and somebody else kills him and keeps you from being killed. Aren't you going to feel a little ingratiated to the person pulling that trigger, even if it's an unregistered gun, in a place where they infringe all day on that shall not be infringed? Sometimes I just sit back and ponder how some of these guys can actually say what they say. They get out there and they will tell us all day long, you don't get to tell us what to do, states' rights. And then they look at other states and say, do what we tell you to do. That's just crazy. That is just crazy. When we get back, there is a way to stop a mass shooter in his tracks. We're going to discuss that as we go away. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the only holster I run because it is modularity personified. It is indestructible. It has a lifetime warranty. It's not just holsters. There's so many things they make that I barely touch the surface of. The knives that they've, I don't even know if they still make the knives. The belts, they've gotten into belts. They carry belts. They figured out, hey, we make holsters. Let's have something to put them on. Now we have the contact series. They're just running. Running with it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. With regards to the mass shootings, the ones that we fear the most, the supposed madman, who's not really insane, okay, because he's lucid enough to go out there and pick a gun-free zone. So let's not call him a madman. Let's just say an evil person. The thing that we fear the most is the evil person walking in and killing a bunch of helpless people. That's what we fear, right? First of all, we're afraid of him just killing regular people. Then it becomes children. Then if it, you know, and as the children get younger, the fear gets bigger. And that's just the way it goes. And that's the big fear. This is the thing that they say that expanded background checks would stop, which it won't. This is the thing they say that magazine restrictions would hinder, but it doesn't. So what stops a mass shooting? We have hard evidence on this. We don't, not, and it's not doctor's theories or news commentary or conjecture or hyperbole or rumor or innuendo or proposals of politicians. We have hard evidence. And that clearly shows that the only known way to actually stop a spree murderer is to shoot them or scare them into shooting themselves. Both fine outcomes, as far as I'm concerned, considering the alternative. Time and again, this has been found to work. According to the evidence, every mass murderer in recent times has been halted in the final analysis by either shooting the murderer or threatening to shoot them with a gun. Members of the press corps continue to debate the subject. Despite the evidence, sources speaking privately say the media consciously reject this fact. In stark contrast, self-defense incidents using guns are suppressed by news media and do not appear on the public stage in most cases. Excellent write-ups about the censorship of firearms used in self-defense appear in World Net Daily and Daily Caller. Multiple reports of self-defense accomplished by shooting criminals appears paid space in USA Today. We can sit around and debate the merits of shooting murderers. However, in the final analysis, if you're honest with yourself, that's really the only answer to these horrible events. Shooting the perpetrator will take care of the problem. The only problem identified is the relative slowness of the effective remedy, due mainly to the delay in getting guns to the scenes where innocent victims are assaulted. Scenes have virtually always been in supposed gun-free zones, with posted signs flatly rejected by the perpetrators. President Barack Hussein Obama, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, whose middle name is not supposed to be used, went on national TV twice in the past week to propose other solutions, which he announced as politicized. He promised to continue talking. Now, analysis conducted by the uninvited ombudsman, who is Alan Corwin, has determined that background checks or newly proposed additional background checks recommended by Buffalo Barack and others would be pointless for people who already own guns, since they already own guns. Best estimates indicate that's between 100 and 130 million people. In another analysis conducted by the uninvited ombudsman, waiting periods have no meaning whatsoever for Americans who already own guns when they go shopping for guns, since they already own guns. Once again, refer to that 100 to 130 million Americans. Waiting periods have one additional drawback overlooked in mainstream reports. Ask Carol Bound in New Jersey. They require that the public to trust psychotic individuals who will wait the 5 days to get their first gun to remain calm in the balance of their lives, you know? Somehow the 5-day waiting period doesn't seem like a long enough cooling off period, but this has not made it into nightly news reports or the president's commentaries for reasons that were unclear at the time that the uninvited ombudsman Alan Corwin was putting this together. The murderer in Oregon who has sparked the most recent of the repetitive debate, owned more than a dozen guns, according to early reports, all legally acquired. While Killery and Buffalo Barack and others are still calling for more background checks, they have apparently failed to notice these obvious errors in their plan. Only the new gun owner, the first-time gun owner, would be affected. Most of them are going to pass the checks anyway, according to the leading experts. The point of adding even more checks when current checks are not used to take criminals off the streets was not clear, as this report was prepped for release by the uninvited ombudsman, Alan Corwin. News commentators have also failed to make this connection. The role of ultra-violent, body-rending video games, horrific, grisly blood, and all gore movies on nightly TV, and a debasement of popular American culture at every level has not figured prominently on these presidential prolific announcements. The public, not some famous vilified gun lobby, rises up loudly to condemn the assault on their fundamental civil and human right. This is the same 100 to 130 million armed Americans mentioned earlier. Some reports suggest it's only 80 million armed Americans, only 80 million. And the report often cited, the NRA, often cited as a gun lobby, has only 5 million gun members. Part of the propaganda against guns is the term gunman. Calling murderers gunmen in virtual, you know, that's definitely propaganda. It denigrates men, it is derogatory, defamatory, and it's discriminatory. What do you say if a woman is the shooter? Media. The correct term can include, but not be limited to, murderer, killer, villain, criminal, assailant, and perpetrator. And you don't have to gratuitously single out the gender. You know, that applies, that's gender nonspecific. Murderers should be called murderers, not gunmen. This would help remove the glorification many mass murderers seek, which encourages others to copy their behavior. By encouraging this behavior, the media shares responsibility for these acts, according to the leading national experts. And they continue to speak out against this behavior in increasing numbers. Wayne LaPierre put it somewhat, he put it less than elegantly than, it's less elegant than the way I would put it. Only a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. My belief is this. Any man or woman or child on this planet has a right to live their life without fear of being interfered with by a criminal. That's pretty simple. The other thing that I have in my belief system is if a criminal does mess with you, that criminal deserves to be blown clean out of his footwear by you. No matter what they're doing, no matter how their attack is pressing, ladies, if you're being sexually assaulted, kill them. Oh, but Bill, what if it's only me being raped? What do you mean, only you being raped? That is a big psychological piece of damage laid on you. Kill them. Somebody is breaking into your house, kill them. Trying to take your car. If you're in your car and somebody's trying to get your car, kill them. I know that's not very articulate and very nice or politically correct. Quite frankly, I couldn't care less. I'm going to go have a celebratory cup of coffee now. We'll do this again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.